Chant.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Ayariyaram, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Loi Sava Sahunam. Eso Panch Namo Yaro Sava Pava Panasno, Mangla Lanche Savesim, Parmam Hohei Mangalam. Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chattari Logutuma, Arihanta Logutuma, Siddha Logutuma, Sahu Logutuma, Kevali Panato Dhammo Logutumo. Chattari Sarnam Pavijami, Arihante Sarnam Pavijami, Siddhe Sarnam Pavijami, Sahu Sarnam Pavijami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sarnam Pavijami.
Thank you, excellent. Okay. How was your exam, Natasha?
It went very, very well. Thank you.
Okay. So, in the last class, what we did, we tried to complete the chapter, but we couldn't somehow. Which chapter we are in, by the way? Anyone?
We are in part two of Balbot Patmala, I think lesson 5, which is phases of life.
Yes, phases of life, 4 gatis we are in, right. So anyone can name the 4 gatis? Arush, what are 4 different phases of life?
4 phases of life are men, animals, residents of hell, and gods.
Okay, great. Anyone, like in Hindi, remembers any names? Like Manushya Gati, something, anyone?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, please, Natasha.
So there's Manushya Gati, Tiryansh Gati, which is for the animals. And then, I'm not sure, but I think for heaven, it is...
Dev Gati.
Yeah, Dev Gati, and then I think for hell it is just Narak.
Yes, Narak Gati. Excellent, very good. So we have 4 Gatis. A Manushya Gati, that is we all are human, so human phase of life is Manushya Gati. Animals are Tiryansh. Animals in Sanskrit experience. So Tiryansh Gati. And then and Narak, hell is Narak, Narak Gati, and the heaven or the gods, which are like the terminology of this book is heavenly beings are gods, like they are referred to as gods. So they are Dev Gati. Okay, and we did Dev Suti. So Dev is like actually Arhant and Siddhas are the 2 Devs, and Dev Gati is Devas, they are just called Devs. Okay, so Dev Gati, like they are just above human beings, because they are known as Devs. Okay, so what we were doing in the last class was that what are the different things that we do because of which we go into these different Gatis. What do I do so that I can go to Dev Gati? What do I do so that I can go to Manushya Gati? What do I do so that I can go to Tiryansh Gati or Narak Gati? Okay, that's what we were doing. By the way, how many different kind of jivas are there? Anyone different kind of jivas? We discussed about jivas too in Tiryansh Gati, in Manushya Gati. Like how many senses are there? How many senses?
There's 5 senses.
There are 5 senses. Very good, Arjun. Can you name them?
Eyes, touch, ears, then taste, and then vision.
Very good. Eyes and vision, I think, were the same thing, right? No.
What was that?
Eyes and vision are the same thing, right?
Yes, they are. Sorry, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Try again. Very good, you know them.
Smell.
Yeah, no, smell, right, very good. So anyone can try it like sequentially. In which sequence can we say five names of five senses? Like there was a proper sequence on the basis of which, if I have only three senses, then which senses will I have? Anyone? A simple
Can
question. If
I say?
yes, okay, Diya, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Okay, Arushi also know?
No, I like Arjun didn't say the five senses in order, so I was
Yeah.
wondering if we should see them in order or just like that.
Yeah, the same order. So I'm just, that's what you know them in order?
Me?
Arush?
It's touch, taste, smell, see, hear.
Touch, taste, smell, see, hear. Very good, yes. It's touch. Okay, so my question again. Very good, very good. You said it correct. So now my question, listen everybody, if you have listened to Arush, you'll be able to answer this question. If I am a jiva with three senses, which senses do I have? This is the question. Let's say who knows it? We'll give it a try.
I do.
Anyone? Okay, Arjun can now. Natasha, you know?
Not in order, I don't remember.
Okay. Dia?
I know.
Okay. We'll listen to Dia. Dia will tell us, like, if I am a jiva with three senses, which three senses do I have? Okay? And only these three senses I will be having, not other senses. Okay, say Dia.
Touch, taste, and smell.
Touch, taste, and smell.
Smell.
Like nose, right? It's smell, right?
Yes.
Very good, very good. See, first, most, the, for us to be in this samsara, what we need, the most important thing is body, right? Body is a form that in which jivas are found in this world, right? So like, if there is a snake, he has a body. It has a body, right? If there is mosquito, it has a body. If there is buffalo, it has a body. If there is a human being, there is a body. Okay, so everyone has body. This is common thing. Bacteria, they have body. That's how we see them in the microscope. Right? Everyone with me? Okay? So this body is the first, like most important sense. And what do we call body? What do we do with body? We touch. So the body is with sense, touch. Okay, so the first sense is touch. Okay, so if I am the jiva with only one sense, which sense will I have? I will have touch, only touch. Okay, no other sense I can have. I cannot only have eyes to see, because eyes will be fitted to body. Like we see first the car, okay? We don't only see like steering, okay? We don't only see like headlights only, they'll be sold. There is a, first you have a car, and then you have, you know, steering which is necessary, the seats which are necessary, and then you can have headlights, you can have music system, you can have horn, but without the car's body, only the steering or only the headlights or only the music system, they make no sense, right? Everybody is with me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, right, so first sense will be body, it's touch. Every time if a jiva has, like if there is a jiva who is in samsara, he definitely has body. He definitely has any of the five senses, he has to have minimum one sense. And that is always a body. Now that body can have like different characteristics or cannot have different characteristics. Like trees, they only have body. They don't have a mouth. They don't have a nose. They don't talk to us, right? They don't make noise. So the trees, they do not have a proper mouth, so they do not eat. Like, they do not have ears, eyes, right? So trees have only body. They are therefore the jivas with only one sense. This water that we drink, that is also the body of a jiva, and it does not have anything but only body. So water is nothing but the body of jiva. The fire that we see, the fire is nothing but the jiva, the ekindri jiva, the jiva with only one sense. It only has body. And the earth that we walk in, not like really the earth, like roads and everything, but the soil. So it's like the mountains that we go in, the hills we go in, or the soil we walk in, it's a jiva. It's the prithvi kaik jiva. It's like earthly beings. So it's the body of the jivas, which have only like the mountains as a body, or some, we have never heard of these before. Like, okay, mountain is a jiva, not complete mountain is one jiva. There are many different jivas, like they have these sectors. So the there is one piece of rock which has jiva, which has a different jiva, other piece of rock which has different jiva, right? But these are the bodies of those jiva. So they have only one sense, that is body, that's it. And then, so we have this plant, like vegetation, vanaspati kai jiva. We have jal kai jiva, that is water. We have fire, agni kai jiva. We have prithvi kai, these rocks and the soil and the earth that we walk in. This is prithvi kai jiva. And we have this air which touches us, like Katrina, like different, you know, like what do you call them? Cyclones that, you know, pass into, like normal breeze also while you're walking. So, you know, you get to feel this air. But sometimes it's very slow. Air is always around us, right? We inhale, we breathe in, we breathe it out. So this air is nothing but the body of different jivas. Therefore, we can feel the air, okay? When there is like strong wind going on, we can actually feel the strong wind. It touches us. So these are nothing but the bodies of the different jivas which are touching us. They are so intensely, like, you know, so minute that we cannot see them. But we feel them. Like strong wind, it might drive me, you know, backwards, right? So these are the jivas who only have body, okay? Who will tell me what are the five different kinds of jivas which have body and only body? I'll repeat it again, okay? We have to learn it. These are the only five kinds of jiva which have only one sense, okay? These are known as ekindri jiva, okay? First is like what we see, trees and vegetables. These are vanaspati kai jiva, or vegetables and trees. You can like simplify them. But these are actually, the actual names we'll be learning later, but I just want you to know, like, you know, broadly, you know, okay, these are also jiva. So vegetables and trees and plants, so generally what we'll call them plantations, okay, these all are one of the jivas. Other is water, then fire, then air, and then this earth. So these are the five different bodies in which the jivas, all of jivas with only one indriya are formed. See, we know body is different and the soul is different, right? Am I talking too much today? Hello, everyone.
No, I can understand what you're saying, Anubhavji.
Okay, and not getting bored at the same time, right?
No, not getting bored.
Okay. Everyone, same with like similar case as Arjun's. Understanding and not getting bored, or anyone feeling sleepy?
I'm not getting bored, Anubhavji.
Oh, very good, Diya. Thank you so much. Okay. So I'm assuming Arush and Natasha are also not. So what we're learning about is, see, we know I am jiva, I have knowledge, and I know with my knowledge. And sharir, that is body, is ajiv. It does not have knowledge, and it does not know, right? That we learned in our second and first year, both the years we tried learning these things. That I am different from this body. This body will remain here, I'll take birth somewhere else. And someday, I'll leave this body at all, I'll be a Siddh Bhagwan, right? So we have to understand that whatever we look around, if you find it like moving and knowing, it is not jiva, it is the body of the jiva. Jiva is inside it. Like this body that I see in this mirror, this is not me, this is the body in which I live. I and this body live together. I am different from this body. I am Shuddhatma. Shuddhatma, right? Shuddhatam, pure soul is my name. Shuddhatam, like pure soul. So, same way, this Ekindri Jiva, what we will be seeing, like the tree is not the Jiva. frees the body of the jiva. Who is jiva? Who lives in tree is a jiva. So sometimes a tree, you know, it gets dried up. It does not have life anymore. So the jiva has left. Like if a flower is plucked from the tree, the flower loses its life. And after some time, after like 24 hours or whatever its life, it goes bad. Nobody wants to see that flower, right? So will tell me the five different kinds of jivas with only one sense, one indriya, only one sense. Anyone like examples of ekindriya jiva or jivas with one sense? Ekindriya means jivas, those who only have one indriya or one sense. Indriya is sense. Who will give me? Okay, if you'll give three or four, it's fine. Just give me five. Like we discuss, tell me what are the different kinds in which we can find jivas with only one sense. Okay, anyone? Arush? Arush will say, Arush will tell us things. The question is, Arush, that we have to, like, I just said so many words about jivas with only one sense. You have to just repeat it. What are the different kind of jivas who have, where we can see jivas with one sense?
Can you please repeat the question? There was a lot of static.
Okay. My voice is clear to everyone, or I'm not, I'm like little unclear?
You're very clear on my side, Anubhavji.
Okay. Arush, I'll repeat, okay? I just gave you like five different signs. We just discussed that, okay, in plants we have jivas in one sense. So you have to just repeat them. What are different? What did I say? If I want to see jiva with only one sense, where can I go to see this? What are the different life forms they take?
Touch?
No, they have touch. They have only body, right? What are the examples? Like plant or trees is one of the examples who have only one sense. Who others have only one sense?
Arhantas?
What? So Arhantas, okay, that we'll discuss. Arhantas have how many sense? Arush, just we hold, okay, you know trees are having only one sense, right? Natasha, can you give some more examples?
Anubhavji, could I?
I think you mentioned fire and water.
Yeah, fire and water, very good. So we have trees, we have fire, we have water. Okay, who else? Arjun, say who else?
There's also air beings and earth beings.
Yeah, air beings and earth beings, right. So what are these? These are the bodies or these are the jivas? These are the body. The tree is the body of jiva or tree is the jiva?
They're jivas with one sense only.
Yeah, so the tree is the body of the jiva or tree itself is the jiva?
Body?
Yeah, tree is a body. Similar way, water is a body or water itself is a jiva?
Well, it's body.
Yeah, so jiva, those have water as their body. Like we have human body as our body. The similar with jivas, those have water as their body. Those jivas are known as jiva with one sense. And what do we name them? They are waterly beings or water body beings or water beings. Okay? Jal ka ek jiva. Jivas who have water as their body. Excellent. Yeah. Now Arush, can you say like five different people who have only one sense?
Like only one sense.
Yeah. Right. Same thing, so you have to repeat it again, what we just discussed. Who have five senses? Example. Sorry, one
animals?
Sense.
Animals? I mean, humans?
Yeah, humans have five senses. Now, who have one sense? Only one sense. Anyone, sorry, Arush, any one example, Arush? We are discussing only that because.
I don't think I have an example.
Okay, Natasha will help us. Natasha has already answered. Dia will help us. Okay, Dia. You help Arush? Will you tell Arush that which are the jivas who only have one sense and not any other sense, and that one sense is only touch, that is body?
Water, fire, air,
okay, so air is the body of, yeah, sorry, I missed you there, same, air, say it again, please.
Plants that we eat.
Okay, yeah, so those are the plants, vegetables that we eat, so air, plants.
Water,
that we drink, fire, that we see, like fire, and the earth. Very good. So we have, Arush, these are the five different things that are actually not things, that are the bodies of the jiva. So the water we drink, it's nothing but the body of a jiva with one sense. Therefore, you know, there is so much about like water has other bacteria too, and water itself is jiva, the body of a jiva, okay? A jiva with one sense. And we cannot, you know, live, you know, it's kind of a necessity to live around, you know, jivas with the one guy. So like if I want to cook, I have to have fire. So while I am using fire, actually I am, you know, killing the jiva with, you know, only one sense. Therefore, we always say do not waste, you know, gas, do not, you know, for no reason, do not have the gas or stove, do not like switch it on for no reason, or do not, you know, keep like the fan, you know, switched on, do not leave the fan switched on when there is no need for fan or air conditioner. Why? Because you're unnecessarily, you know, using these things, and these are only not only things, these are the jivas, these are the bodies of the jiva. So, you know, when you use them, they get killed, and when you unnecessarily use them, they actually get killed for no reason. Therefore, we should know, like, okay, I do not have to waste water. Why? I only should drink that much, what much I need. I should not waste it. I should not spill the water. Why? Because water is itself the body of the jiva, itself the jiva. Like, we cannot help live without water. We cannot live without water, but we can, you know, have this self-discipline that we will not at least waste the water. Okay? So these are the different kind of jivas. So these are known as sthavar jiva. Jivas with only one sense are known as sthavar jiva. It's like kind of a tough thing you don't have to remember now, as of now. We'll be learning it later. But jiva with one sense are known as sthavar jiva. Okay, so everyone with me, okay, we learned about, okay, these are only five jivas who are found in this category of jivas with only one sense. Okay, everyone is with me? So I'll tell you, okay, in human state of being, how many senses everyone has? Four or five, okay. Who is the human who has only four senses?
Because someone who can't hear only has four senses.
Okay, so does he have ears in his body, or he does not have ears at all?
They have ears, but they can't
hear.
He has
ears, but they are not working, right?
Yes.
They are not working, right? See, if
yes.
I have a car and the car doesn't work, I still own a car, right?
Yes.
Right, now it doesn't matter that it works or not, but I have a car. I will tell you that, okay, I do have one car. Therefore,
yes,
everybody who has got human body, whether his senses are working or not, he has got senses. So everyone has five senses in human, whether they are working or not, because they have got them. they are installed in the body. We can see ears, we can see eyes, but oh, they might not be working. It's okay, eyes are closed, or eyes are not working properly, ears are not working properly, or nose, they cannot smell. But it's okay. If you have got them in your body, then you are having those senses. So what, it's your bad that they are not working. So every human being has five senses, definitely. You see, anyone, a kid who has just taken birth, he'll have all the five senses. Some of them might not work, but he has five senses. Okay, so in human state of being, everyone, man, woman, everyone, he has what? How many senses we have?
Five.
Five. Everyone, don't go by like, okay, he's a blind person.
Hello, Bhumi.
Yes, say, Diya.
I have a question.
Yes, please. Thank you. Ask.
If your tongue gets cut, that means you can't taste. Does that mean you're foreign to your teeth then?
No. See. So like those people whose tongue get, you know, cut, either they die, or if they survive, do they stop eating? Or do they eat from other means? They must be taking some injections or vitamins or bottles, right? I don't
yes.
think anything can survive without a tongue. But yeah. See, so it's like, if you have got human body, you have all the five senses. But what happens, like if I have done some bad things in my past life, you know, I'll get punished, right? So there might be acquaintances, like my eyes, you know, they get bad, I get blind, somebody, you know, hurts my eye, or somebody cuts my hand or my legs, or I lose them in accident. Or sometimes my ears, like I hear to this earpods or something too much in high volume, my ears have started, you know, they're losing their listening power. But whatever the case is, no matter you can use these senses or not, if you have human body is supposed to have all the five senses. So your body will always have, you know, okay, at the place of eyes, if your eyes are not working, there are eye look like things that look like eyes which are installed in your body, right? Right? Even the blind people, do they have, in the areas of eyes, do they have lips or something? What do they have? Where we have eyes, what do they have there? Nose? Ear? What do they have there?
They have eyes.
They have eyes, right? They are just not working. So it's like whole inventory is there. They have everything. But some of it is not working. So they'll be always called that they have five senses. Even if their tongue is not working, their nose is not working, even then they'll be known as jivas with five senses. Because in human state of being, you're supposed to have five senses. Now, there is one karma because of which, you know, you cannot have that particular kind of knowledge. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Anubhavji.
So in Manushya Gati, that is human phase of life, everyone has how many senses? Everyone has five senses. How many senses? Five.
Five senses.
Anyone can make a guess? How many senses does a dev own, the celestial being, the jivas in the devgati, upper world, those who fly, those
five,
who have their...
Five senses?
Obviously, like they are like better off than us usually. So if we are having minimum five, they should also have minimum five senses. So in devgati also, okay, in dev phase of life, everyone has how many senses? Five senses. So we have human phase of life, jivas are with five senses. We have devgati, jivas are with five senses. All the five senses. There is no jiva who does not. And in devgati, this does not happen. Okay, if I am a dev, my eyes are not working. There is no blind, no person is blind in devgati. No person is, you know, dumb in devgati. No person is, you know, hearing impaired or something in devgati. So in devgati, there are disabilities. In Manushya Gati, you find disability. Okay, so in Dev Gati and Manushya Gati, all the jivas have all the five senses. In Narak Gati, what do you think? How many senses, just take a guess. How many senses should a jiva have in the Narak Gati?
Five. five senses?
Why five senses? It's hell. I don't need five senses. I don't. Anyone can take a guess how many senses does a jiva of hell, Naragati, have, owns?
They have five only.
They have five only? Okay, why do they need five senses? Okay, anyone else, they are saying five senses. How many do you think? Arush, Natasha, Arjun?
Touch, taste, smell, sight, and hear.
Yeah, these are the five senses. So the jiva of Naragati, does he have all the five or he only has one or two?
What do you think?
One or two, right? He should not have more. He is in Narak, right? Arjun, what do you think?
I'm actually unsure on Abhaji. I'm not sure.
Okay, but what you, according to you, should he have? He should have less or he should have all the five? See, why do we go to Narak Gati? Because we do good deeds or because we do bad deeds?
Bad deeds.
Right, so in Narak Gati is like a punishment chamber, we can say, right? Whatever you do bad here today, you'll get punished in hell tomorrow. That's what they say. And that's what there is, like every, whoever takes birth in Narak Gati, he is only suffering, that's it. Okay, so now how many senses do you need if you want to punish someone? How many senses you want to have, like want him to own? See, just think of it. If you want to punish the plant, how can you punish the plant? At the most, you can not water it or you can just cut it, that's it, right? You cannot do, like, you cannot torture a plant, right? Hello, are you getting me? Everyone?
Yes.
So if a jiva has only one sense, he cannot, you know, we do not have variety of punishments to give him. So like what happens in Naragati, he has all the five senses. So like he has taste, so he can eat, but we have to punish him. Like karmas have to punish him. Okay, the nature is such that he is to get punished. So he does not get anything to eat throughout his life. And he does not live for like 60, 80, 90 years. He lives for minimum 10,000 years. The minimum life is 10,000 years. For 10,000 years, you have this mouth and not even a single drop of water or food gets inside this mouth. You don't have anything to eat. And you feel like right from the time you take birth in Narak Gati, You have so much of hunger, so much of thirst, but you don't get a single drop of water or single, you know, particle of food to eat. Like, he's getting tortured. He has nose, but there is like so much of bad smell that even one particle of Narak Gati, if it comes to earth, like one small, tiny, little particle, if it comes to earth, like in India, so like if it comes to Mumbai, like Mumbai and all the peripheral villages, jivas, like human beings living in those villages and in Mumbai, with that one small particle, it smells so bad and so harsh that if that one particle comes here in Mumbai, everybody, you know, in miles of the location will die by smelling that particle. So like they have nose and they have to smell this bad smell and it hurts so bad. They have this ear and there's always a scream going on, like, you know, what if we are everybody, if someone is all the time screaming, we feel headache and they have ears and everybody is screaming, okay, and they have eyes and all that they can see is like people killing each other. Okay, somebody's going, some approaching me, he's going to kill me in like 2 minutes, in like 1 minute, oh, he's killing me. Like they have eyes but only to see, you know, the most hazardous and the most worst cases, they have like worst scenarios they get to see. So like they have all the five senses, and these five senses, because of these, the only what they get to do is they, you know, feel the misery. You know, the hell is the worst place to be in, but there are worse places than hell to be in. And okay, so just for sum up, Manushya Gati, human beings, how many senses do they have? All the five. Hell, all the five senses they have. Dev Gati, they have all the five. So now the whole story, the jivas with different senses, like one sense, two sense, three sense, they live in which gati then? Which phase of life is remaining?
Triyansh Gati?
Yeah, Triyansh Gati, the animals, right? See, the three phases of life, human beings, that is Manushya Gati, Dev Gati, celestial beings, or the gods in this language of this sect, and the Naragati, hellish beings, they all have all the five senses. So they are like of one category, they are one kind of jiva. Now what happens in Triyansh Gati, it's like a weird case. Here you will have plants which are also known as Triyansh, water Triyansh. These all have only one sense. And then now you see, you know, small insects who have only body and mouth. Then only body, mouth, and they can smell. There are different kind of jivas who have different kind of body. Okay? Like, there is butterfly, and I am not sure butterfly can hear you. Can butterfly hear you? Butterflies, you've seen the beautiful butterflies?
I don't think so.
Hello? Why everybody is so like silenced? They do not see, like, okay, if you take butterfly to a DJ and you like, you know, make the music on the highest volume, they'll not get irritated. They'll be sitting there as if nothing has happened. And you'll be like, you know, closing your ears. You cannot like stand that volume. Why? Because they don't have ears. So, like, we have, what is the sequence of senses we have? Now we are learning the sequence. The first sequence is the body that all the jivas have in common. If they have body, which is the first sense that will be installed in that body, the body needs something to survive. What? It needs food. How do we eat food? We eat food through this taste. Right? We have tongue, we have mouth, therefore we eat it and we taste it. The second most important sense is, the second sense is taste. The first is Sparshan Indriya. Sparshan Indriya, that is touch. Sparsh Karna means to touch. Sparshan Indriya is the first, that is body. Second is Rasna. Rasna means this tongue, this to taste. So second is everyone who has a body. If he has any other sense, then it has to be mouth, because to keep that body alive, they have to eat. Don't ask me like how these water, air, fire, they survive. They have their different mechanism to, you know, survive. Plants, you know, they somehow get the water and they get energy from the water. But they do not have like any mouth to, you know, taste water. But a second, if you have two senses, which senses will you have? The touch and the taste. Everyone with me? Any example of the jiva you have seen who has only body and only he can eat, and he does not see anyone, he does not do anything, he does not hear to you, he does not make any sound. Any example, have you ever seen this jiva? I'm sure you have seen him, seen that particular insect who only has a body and he only eats. That's it.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening for you guys to speak. I'm tired of speaking. Please help me.
An example of a two-sense being would be shells, worms, or insects.
Oh, very good. Excellent. How do you know that?
Because worms have a body and they have to eat. If you have a body, you have to eat in some way.
Yes.
I guessed on the shell, but you also said insects, so I also said that.
Yeah. There are like not all the insects. There are different kind of insects, right? there is this one particular insect you must have seen. I have taken this example already in this class, okay? That insect which we usually spray during rains. It's like, you know, long, it's like which worm? Natasha answered that question last time. Who joined? Who left?
Hello?
Yeah, everyone is here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so there is this one earthworm. You have heard about earthworm?
Yes.
Right? How does it look? Anybody can explain like its physical outlook?
Looks like a small snake.
Small snake, exactly like a snake. So like it you know, it just walks its body and it just eats. It does not know if, you know, it is walking and in front of it there is a like a water is there. Okay, it does not know. It has to take, you know, it has to change direction. It just keeps walking. It hits that thing and then it realizes, oh, it's not a good thing. And then he, you know, shifts itself. Have you seen that? If you put finger in front of him, it will keep walking until it, you know, gets accident with your finger. It has an accident with your finger and then it will diverge its motion, or it will like keep walking on your finger. Because it cannot see. It does not have eyes. It does not have eyes. And definitely then if it does not have eyes, then it cannot smell. And it cannot listen to. It cannot smell definitely. Okay, so the example of the jiva who has only two senses is what? Earthworm or the shell. Shell is only also having only two senses. That's it. Excellent. Okay, Arush, you getting me?
Yes.
Hello?
Or Arush, you sleeping?
Hello?
Hello? Sorry, Arush. Hello?
Yes?
You're getting us or you're getting good?
Yeah,
Arush is there.
Yeah.
Arush, it's everything fine. You're getting everything or you want to ask anything, you can ask.
Okay,
what happened? Is your, like, you're okay today?
I have a question.
Yeah, please ask. Anyone who has question at any point, please ask. Please, anytime. Yeah, Arif, say.
So then my question is, so then all these devas and jivas only have one or two sense, and that is touch?
Yeah. So that's what we have to discover, right? We have to discover that how do I, why do I take birth in the Tiryanshgati whereby I have only one sense or where I have only two sense. So we'll be coming to the reasons that what we should not do to not take birth in these gatis. We do not want to be earthworm, right? Do you want to be earthworm? Do you want to take birth as an earthworm? No, you don't want to. I don't want to. No one of us wants to. That's why we are studying this chapter. This is very important chapter, okay? And this we should remember throughout our life. This is like very important learning. Okay, we definitely know I want to be a doctor. I want to be an engineer. I want to be something today. But now we should also know that what if what we are learning that there is next birth, there actually is a next birth, then I also want to aspire for the next birth. I don't want to be an earthworm in my next birth. Just like I don't want to be a peon in today's world. I do not want to make my career as like, you know, sweeper or like a plumber. I don't want to be that, right? Right? We don't aspire to be, car, like a guy who washes a car. Do you want to make your career in washing cars or something? Do you? Anyone wants to like wash car as a grown up? Yes or no?
No.
And washing other people's car, okay? Not your own car. Okay? Do you want to make your career in that? No, because that work you don't want to do. The similar way. So that likewise, like we choose our career, we decide, okay, I want to be engineer, or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a professional, lawyer, right? So, because I do not want to be like, you know, in these professions, which are like inferior, like they're not looking good. I just don't want to wash a car, or I just don't want to polish somebody's shoes, right? I don't want to do, like, I don't want to beg, right? Similar way, this is the story of this life. What if the everything that we are learning it turns out to be true, which other people say, okay, there is no next birth, or there is no soul, you just die when the body goes off. Okay, we tell them, okay, your thing is, okay, might be, what you're saying is right, might be what they're saying is right, might be there is no soul. But what if they are wrong? Even if there is 1% chance of their getting wrong, if they are wrong, they prove to be wrong, you know, though they are like in like 99% of this world, they'll be laughing at us like, oh, you're studying about soul? There's no soul. The science cannot answer anything about soul. Or there's no next birth. Nobody can explain it as of now. But what if actually there is a next birth? What if, like what we see, like a small insect, these ants, these small, like the jivas in our toilets, like we see, what if there is a slight probability that I die and I be one of them? I take birth amongst them. In my own toilet, I take birth, I be a toilet insect. What then? What will I do then? Do I want to go there? So we are reading this chapter so that we remove that possibility. Okay, I have decided I have to be either Bhagwan or I have to be like, you know, in the good form of life. That is the minimum requirement. So what do I do for that? That's why we are learning these four phases of life. So this chapter is like important, and we should remember this chapter throughout our life so that we know what we do will take us into this Naragati, what we'll do will make us this insect in Triyanshgati, or some animal in Triyanshgati, like a pig, they'll be slaughtering us. If I am a cow, they'll be again keeping us in, you know, their forms, and then they'll be like exploiting us for the milk and everything. So it's like the world of animals and the world of hellish beings, it's not, you know, what do we call, like we cannot live it, habitable. Trust what we are doing here. Trust that we cannot survive. We do not want to go there. But if we do not know which things takes us to that gati, then how will we stop ourselves? We don't know. Therefore, we are studying these. Okay, Arush, does that answer a question? That we'll be coming to that later. That how do we become earthworm or an insect or a jiva with two senses? That we'll be discussing. Not today, we are discussing what are the different kind of jivas today. In the next class, we'll be discussing how we become those different kinds of jivas. Okay, Arush?
Understood.
Good question. We'll be coming to that answer in a while. Okay? Okay, so we have jivas with two senses. They have only two senses. Which two senses? They have body, that is touch, and they can eat. That's their taste. So if I have only two senses, which senses will I have? Only touch and taste, no other sense. I do not have eyes, I do not have ears. I have only touch and a taste. Okay? Now, jiva with three senses, which senses will they have? Sequentially. They'll have to have touch, they'll have to have taste. Because the two indriya jiva has taste, the three indriya has obviously have to have a taste. So like,
and the third one would be smell.
They can smell, exactly. Very good. They can smell in addition. So whatever they're eating, now they can, before they were, when they were like with two senses, they could not, you know, smell their food. Now they can smell too their food. Okay. So like any example of jivas with like three senses, who can smell, but they do not have eyes and they do not have ears. Okay, I'll give you a hint. These jiva, they're like, you know, they love sweets. Wherever there is sweetness, they will like somehow take birth and they'll come, they'll make line, they'll form line, they'll be walking in lines and they'll be, you know, attacking the space where you have kept the sweets. You've seen them. I think you have, I believe. Okay, no
questions.
Yeah, the small ants, right? The red colored, black colored small ants. You have seen them, the small ants? Or you've only seen the big ants? Hello?
Yes.
Have we seen ants ever?
Yes.
Yes.
What size?
Yes.
Like, 1 centimeter or like 1 millimeter? What is their bodily length? Are you have seen them? Just describe how do they look. Okay, nobody is saying. Okay, next time you see, you know, in any ant, you know what you do? You know what is a lavang? Long lavang? Okay, I don't know what we call that in English. Sachin ji, long ko English mein kya bolenge? Lavang, long. That we eat with sauce, mouth freshener.
Clove.
You know clove, right? Black colored. Hello?
Yes.
Everyone, Arush, you know clove?
Yes.
That we eat black colored. It's like very spicy once you like, you know, actually chew it. It's like very spicy. But generally, no? Hello, everyone has seen a clove?
Yes.
Yes.
Arjun has. Who else? Natasha, Arush, you also have, both of you?
Yes.
Okay, right. So next time you see an ant, okay, like group of ants, you know, roaming inside your house or wherever, you just take one clove and put it in front of them, okay? Their whole line will, you know, they'll run away from that line because it has like the smell of the clove, they do not like it. They can smell, and whenever like there is sweets in your home, put 2-3 cloves in that the box of the sweet. The ants will never come to that box of the sweet because the smell of the clove is far more stronger than the smell of the this sweet, and the ants do not like it. So how do they not like it? Because they can smell. So they have body, they eat. Of course, they eat the sweet and they can smell. Therefore, they get attracted towards the sweet. And they do not like dislike the smell. So like the cloves, they do not go around the cloves. Okay, so they have these only 3 senses. But if you put the clove in a jar in front of them, they are not afraid of it because they cannot see the clove. But they can smell the clove. So they are only afraid of the smell. Therefore, they do not have eyes and they do not have ears. So like if you clap in front of them, they do not get scared. I get scared if you clap in my ears, but they do not hear, so they do not get scared. So the ants are the example of Jiva with 3 senses. Okay? Everyone?
Yes.
Okay? Now Jivas with 4 senses. Which sense will add to like, okay, they have touch, they will be having taste, they will definitely having smell. Ants can smell, so a Jiva with 4 senses definitely can smell. What additional sense will he have? After smelling, the most important thing you need is not ears, it's eyes you need. If you're walking, you have to see who is like, where you're walking to. Otherwise, you may fall into some pit or something. Therefore, eyes are very important, but they only come after you know how to eat and after you can smell what you eat, then you can see. 4 senses, eyes. Anyone you have seen like Jivas with 4 senses who does not have ears? And they have like eyes, they have everything but not any guess who are the Jivas with 4 senses? Any guess? No? Okay,
I haven't seen this, but isn't a snake a 4-sense being?
Yes. There are different kind of snakes, and some of the snakes, they do not have, you know, they have eyes, but they do not have ears. Okay, majority of the snakes. Like, okay, the big pythons and everyone, cobras, they might have ears, they have eyes, I don't know, I'm not sure. But, you know, there are a few snakes, like general category, most of the snakes that we see, they do not have ears. They have only eyes. Eyes, definitely they have eyes, that's why they come, you know, after you, if they see you. And if they're afraid of you, they you know, run away from you. So they definitely have their tongue which they bite. So they have taste, they have smell, they have eyes, but they cannot hear. These are the example of the Jivas with 4 senses. And 5 senses we all are. The cows, the buffaloes. These are the Jivas with 5 senses. Okay? A crocodile or the birds, eagle. Okay, so different jivas, the fishes, the whale, these have bodies, they can eat, they can smell, they can see and they can listen to. The fifth sense to have is the ears. Those who have ears, they have all the five senses. Those who have only eyes but not ears, they have only four senses. Those who have only nose, no eyes, no ears, they have only three senses. But if someone has nose, he definitely has minimum three senses. If I have eyes, I definitely have minimum four senses because eye is followed by three other senses, right? So if I have only tongue, I definitely have two senses minimum. So what is the sequence? Touch, then taste, then smell, then vision, that is eyes, and then ears, you can listen. Everyone, have I made myself clear for today's topic? So like all these kind of jiva, the variety, they are found in only one gati, animal, tiryansh gati. And the jivas with five senses are in all the five gatis. Like in three gatis, you have only jivas with five senses. And in tiryansh gati, you have jivas with one sense, two sense, three sense, four sense and five sense, all the types. So most of, like out of four forms of life, phases of life, three phases have jivas with five senses. One phases have jiva with all the kind of senses. Right? Okay, so your homework for the next class is that you have to, you know, search for one example of each category. One sense, two sense, three sense, four sense, five sense. If you don't get any example, Google it. I think you'll be able to get it. Jivas with two senses or insects with two senses only. Like Google it like that and then we'll see. We might discover some new things. Okay? So thank you so much for today's class. We'll just do Jinvai. So anyone has any questions, please ask in the next class because I think I have to go to another class.
What's the vrat for this week?
Oh, I forgot. Okay, last week's vrat, how did it go? What was it? Did we all... Okay, first let me ask you, what was it?
The vrat.
What? Swadhyay we had to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we had to read something each day. Everybody, what did you read? Anyone? What did you read?
My sister's old Jain book, and it had several topics that were covered. So I think I read about guttis. There was a bunch of topics. Let me just see which ones I did.
No, it's okay. So you learned, like you read, you liked it? You liked reading new stuff?
Yeah, it was fine. I read it.
Okay, fine. Very good. Thank you so much. What did you read, Arush? Like you don't have to remember, but just tell me what you read, yeah.
I read Bal Bodh Pathmala, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, and I reviewed the lessons.
All the three? All the three you read?
Bal Bodh Pathmala, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3.
Yeah. So all the three books you read?
Yes.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's like incredible. Very good. Okay, Natasha, what did you read?
We have a lot of books at home, and like they're basically just translations of a lot of other books. But I mainly read about karma and things like samasar and nidsar, things like that.
Ooh, good, big stuff, very good. Okay, Diya, what did you read?
I read a book that. Its name was A Child's Quest to Find His Purpose of Life.
Oh, yeah. So you read it completely or it's like going on?
I read it completely.
Oh, how did you like it?
I loved it so much.
Oh, very good. Okay, so we all like it's like nobody had any problem in doing this thing, right? This breath was very interesting. Okay, I read some scripture in some different language, in Prakrit language. But okay, so for this week, from this week, I totally forgot. Okay, I'm getting late for the next class, it's okay. They'll have 5 minutes late. So what I was thinking, like we'll have like roll numbers, and now we'll be going with roll numbers. Like Arush is roll number 1, Arjun is roll number 2. Jaimin is 3. Diya will be the roll number 3. Jaimin will be roll number 4. And Natasha will be roll number 5. Alphabetically. Okay? So what we'll do from the next class, the person who is going to do Mangalacharan is roll number 1. And in the next class, roll number 2 will automatically do. So I'll not say who has to do Mangalacharan today. You yourself have to remember. Okay? It's my time. And the person will be doing that, he'll be thinking about the vrata of that week. He has a responsibility. He'll suggest us. In the next class, it's roll number 1, which is Arush. So you have to think for the vrata for the next week yourself. You can suggest, okay, we can reject it if we don't like it, if it's not feasible for us, but you have to like think it over, okay? So like he'll suggest it and most of the time we'll agree to it, but if it is like very tough for me to do it for 7 days, then we'll revise it. But it's okay. You have to think about it. It's a responsibility. Whoever has his roll number turn, like we'll go sequentially now each week, okay? Like only that person will be doing the Namukar mantra and that person will suggest us the breath of the week. So today we did not have like this thing. So anybody has any suggestions, he can suggest, or I can simply, anybody has any suggestions? See, if you like some of the breath of the past, we can keep it again. Or, like, if you have some new idea, you can just tell me.
Maybe not eating after 9 o'clock.
Wow, very good. Okay, can we do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone, because I think most of us eat by 7 or something, right? Very good. Excellent. So, like, we are putting, like, 9 as a deadline, like, no matter what happens. So we eat nothing, Natasha, or we eat something like fruits or something.
Yeah, fruits and nuts are okay, but no like grains. So I guess that would be anaj. So no anaj.
Yeah. After no that. Grains, no grains. Okay, no anaj. So, like, okay. So do we like keep it like after 9? There is no eating or only no grains? Only no grains, right?
We can say only no grains.
Okay, so. Definitely, we all will try to eat nothing after night. We will only drink water, okay? And if even if we have to eat, like if we are like very hungry or we have exam tomorrow and we have to like keep ourselves awake, so we'll be only eating what? The fruits and the nuts. That's it. That's the like bottom line. Right, Natasha? Okay, so ideally we should not eat at night at all, but since we are the beginners, so we have this, you know, privilege to, you know, schedule ourselves till 9 p.m. It's not the learning that we are learning to eat at night, it's the learning that we are learning to not eat at night, so therefore we are restricting ourselves. Don't take it like we can eat till 9. We are trying to, you know, reduce our radius of eating at night. Fine?
Yes.
So this is the week, this is the breath for the week. We will not be eating anything after the 9 is the deadline. Thank you so much. Okay, today Arjun will do the prayer. Pure soul is my name. And we all will put ourselves in the micro, like mute mode. And that's, thank you so much everyone. I think I'll have to leave. But Arjun will do the closing session. And then we'll meet in the next class. And remember the homework, 5 examples of 5 different Jivas with 5 senses, okay? Okay, thank you. Arjun, I stop.
Just trying to find it. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Because he never is.
Jun, you're not able to find it?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. I didn't have it on hand.
Okay, so Natasha, do you have it handy? Hello, Natasha?
Oh, yes, yes.
Can you take the stuti, my introduction?
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So wait, I'm saying it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address. No cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam. Real, exultant, and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. We shall discriminate the self from others. Meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Okay, thank you so much. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra, thank you.